This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, December 1. In the beginning, our reading comes from Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3. This is the genealogy of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham, and Jacob, the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. And Mary was the mother of Jesus, who was called the Messiah. Now Jesus himself was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. He was the Son of God. He was the son, so it was thought, of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Janai, the son of Joseph, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Kenan, the son of Enosh, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. The opening words of Matthew present us with a list of names in the family line of Jesus. Some readers skip over such lists, seeing them as boring or only filled with names that are hard to pronounce. The Gospel account of Luke has a list of names like this too. These lists are selective genealogies of Jesus, and in them, God's saying, "See, I've kept my word. The promised Messiah and Savior has come through my chosen people." The list in Luke includes many names that are different from those in Matthew, possibly because Luke lists the ancestors of Mary, the mother of Jesus. The list in Luke is also longer than the one in Matthew, going back all the way to the beginning, to connect Jesus with God himself. This helps us see that the story of salvation, indeed, the story of the whole world, is really all about God. God created a good, amazing world, only to have it scarred by sin because our human parents disobeyed. But God didn't sit idly by. He set out to redeem and restore his world, including us. From the beginning, God planned to renew us through his son, Jesus. And when Jesus the Savior was born in Bethlehem, God's plan took a major step forward. So as we look ahead to celebrating Christmas, let us join with the angels who announced Jesus' birth, singing, "Glory to God in the highest." Pray with me. Creator God, thank you for your faithfulness in sending your Son, our Savior, Christ the Lord. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.